Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The Report is an intriguing political drama that focuses on the investigation that uncovered the CIA torture program during the Gulf War. Adam Driver stars as lead investigator Daniel Jones, who spent years fighting to find the truth, then battling forces that tried to keep that truth under wraps. It's smartly written and involving. You don't have to be a race fan to enjoy Ford versus Ferrari, but it sure helps. Matt Damon stars as the legendary car designer Carroll Shelby, who in 1966 recruits driver Ken Miles, played by Christian Bale, to help Ford defeat the Ferrari team in the grueling Le Mans Grand Prix race. There's plenty of clashing egos, backstabbing, and testosterone-fueled action, and while the movie has its flaws, those GT cars speed past them in an entertaining blur. Gift is a documentary that focuses on art as a philanthropic act and not as a commercial endeavor. Examples come from Burning Man, an occupied warehouse in Italy, and from a community of natives of Canada's Pacific coast. Gift is sweet and very low-key. The Warrior Queen of Jhansi is a sadly pedestrian treatment of an amazing true story. In 1857, Rani Lakshmibai led an insurrection against the occupying British Empire that eventually led to the demise of the repressive British East Indian Company. It's a dull historical epic. Also opening this week, Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren star in the senior con artist drama, The Good Liar. Kristen Stewart stars in a reboot of the female private eye series, Charlie's Angels. Take Home Pay is a Samoan Kiwi comedy. Line of Duty is a police drama. Radio Flash is a post-apocalyptic thriller involving virtual reality. And Immortal Hero is a Japanese drama about a man whose life changes after a near-death experience. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!